A great nation is able to teach its history honestly, celebrating its triumphs and correcting its mistakes. That's what the New Mexico Public Education Department is trying to accomplish with its proposed revision to the social studies standards. The revision comes at a time when school districts throughout the nation are going through the wrenching process of reevaluating how we look at our past and its impact on who we are today. In the 1970s, several legal scholars began writing about the role that white supremacy has played in advancing the interests of white people in the United States over those of minorities. It was called critical race theory. Today, CRT has become shorthand on the political right for any discussion about race that might make white people uncomfortable. The state's proposed revision is not CRT. But it does place a strong emphasis on our cultural and racial differences at every level of the process. Kindergartners would be taught to describe ways they are similar and different from people who share their identities and people who do not. Seventh grade students would be asked to brainstorm ways in which New Mexicans might heal from past and current injustices. I don't quibble with the historical accuracy of the proposed curriculum, but I'm worried that if not presented correctly, it could focus too much on our differences and not enough on our commonalities. The success of this new curriculum will depend on having teachers who understand their students and are able to explain complex and controversial subjects in a way that is nuanced and respectful of differing positions. I hope the PED will give teachers that freedom. I'm always suspicious of any grand new edicts that flow from the state capitol to the schoolhouse. We saw the dangers of that recently in neighboring Texas, when school librarians were told that a new state law required them to present opposing views to any books they may have on historical events, even the Holocaust. So, Mein Kampf? Despite my misgivings, it's clear that the new curriculum would provide a comprehensive study of who we are and how we got here. Much of it would be specific to our state, heritage, and culture. And all of it is designed to encourage students to think critically about issues and be able to rationally make and support their own decisions. The plan is still in the draft phase at this time, and the public comment period is still open. I fear that many of those commenting have not read the plan, which is available on the PED website. I encourage anyone who's concerned about what you've heard about the plan to read it yourself first, and then add your voice to the discussion. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.